Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up, trust the mystery. Lighten up, it doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy beautiful day, sweet friends. I hope that all is shaking up beautiful in your world. And I'll tell you, it is shaking up. If you have been tuning in and listening to my shows right from the start of this new year, you know that we're right in the middle of so many new beginnings. And, you know, that's really what 2017 is about for us. This is about foundations. This is about taking a look at what our contribution to the world is going to be and how it is, you know, really that we, you know, want to make that positive difference, not just in our own lives, but in our communities and for humanity as a whole. And in the middle of it all, you know, we all have such big dreams. We have nudges and guidance from spirit and the angels, and all things begin to take form as they begin to conceptualize within our mind. And yet it pushing us into a place of completely unknown, because there's a lot of pieces, a lot of details, a lot of information that hasn't maybe been received yet. I know I've certainly been struggling with this for the start of this new year. There's a lot of self-doubt, and we're really being faced. And I think that self-doubt, this whole part of our little ego that exists, really is essential for us in being human. It's the inside out that pulls at us. It's this push for something more, bigger possibilities for our life, greater potentials, and really our souls asking to rise and take over from here. And I'm so excited because today I have the opportunity to share in conversation with a very great friend of mine, a soul sister, Tina Marie Bertoli. And Tina is going to be joining that conversation. Her and I have had many conversations about this over the last few weeks because we both have been going forward in the upswing of what feels like a backswing as we go on our journey. So Tina Marie Bertoli, she is a licensed spiritual counselor. She communicates with the angels and spirit guides, and she receives all kinds of beautiful divine guidance for all aspects of our life. You can learn more about her by visiting her website at tinamarie444.com. Hello, Tina. Welcome to the show today.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited because you and I have conversations that really are just, I feel like, so therapeutic for us to not feel so alone that it's like, why not? If we're feeling this way, others must be too. So well, thank you so much.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what brings you on the show today, is based on that conversation, because we're like, wow, you know, there's some really great stuff that we're really beginning to unearth from inside of us. And, you know, it's so great to know that you and I aren't alone in the world. And if you and I are going through this, there's got to be other people who are feeling this topsy-turvy in their world too.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I love to even listening to your intro where it says, get out of your way. That's the one thing that, like, I'm watching myself get in my own way over and over. And even though it's been a pattern that I've had, it still seems like it's different. And it's because of just so much of this quote unquote energy that, that we're in the middle of,
you know, it's exciting, right? You can feel the excitement in all of it. There's an anticipation of the next great thing about to happen. And yet it's causing us to go really deep. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of fear factor. There's a lot of insecurity. And there, as I said, yes, at the start of the show, a lot of self-doubt that plays up.
Yeah, I would even go so far, and this is how extreme my ego is, it's literally like a friend of mine caught me, and he's like, you know, what you're doing to yourself is a form of self-abuse. And I wasn't even aware that by just holding myself up to either comparing or all of that stuff that comes up when we're not feeling worthy or deserving, it's literally like, would I let anyone else say those things to me? You know, but yet I'm doing it to myself over and over, whether I'm conscious of it or not. And I feel like in this time that we're in, that's not going to work anymore, no matter how much we don't realize it. And so it's like it's called for a shift and a change.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we feel, you know, the ego starting to merge with our highest self. And so, of course, that doesn't happen without a little bit of pain and discomfort. And, you know, at the very deep part of who we are, we know what we've come here to do. We know that we have, you know, not only as humans, we have big dreams that we've yet to even realize and things that we've maybe held very sacred and we haven't even told anyone. And it's exciting because it's like now in this new period in time of this year one and this next, you know, this next beautiful cycle that we're under, we know we have the opportunity for this to become birthed. And so it's like we're full steam ahead and yet we're pulling back. There's so much resistance.
Oh my God, is there resistance? And I think the thing that's different as I've been meditating and journaling, you know, obviously these are things we've always dealt with, but I feel like this is a time where there's no in, like there's, it's like, it's not letting up. Like in the past, in the past, it's like we would go through this, but then, you know, the pendulum would swing the other way. I feel like it's exciting, but the pendulum still hasn't swung the other way. So while we're still kind of in the midst of it, we're really being asked to do things in a way that we've never done them before. I know for me, the old stuff, it does not work, even though sometimes I'm still trying it.
Well, and that's almost, it's like a default, right? We go back to those old things and it's like, wow, this is so not working. And even in terms of the concepts of what we understand, how, you know, the principles and the laws of the universe and how everything works, it's changed. And it really is so much more about being in flow, I guess, being in this other energy that it's almost like it's scary because we don't even know how to navigate this.
I know. And I think that's, for me, some of the biggest fears that I've had coming up, and I know we've talked about it a little bit, is in a way, my purpose, my work is shifting. Mm-hmm. And what I love and what I'm passionate about is changing. And I don't know why that brings up fear, but it does. And I think the reason it does bring up fear is because I don't know where it's going.
Right.
And the thing is, it's like, that's all part of it, like this unknown. But yet, as much as I may intellectually be able to talk about that now, that doesn't mean that those scary feelings don't come up. Like, if I don't know what I love, like, what am I? Where am I? Like, where am I going? You know?
I was really struggling here a couple of days ago, and I had a friend of mine say to me, she said, Bonnie, what would it take for you to get out of your comfort zone? And I went, oh my gosh, like that really hit me because I didn't even know how to answer that. And I recognize that a lot of the practices, the rituals, the things that I've been doing to date are the things that I'm comfortable with, that they've worked and I've been able to, you know, manifest and I've been able to, you know, realize greater potentials. And like you, you know, we, as you said, we talk about the fact that the work is changing and what we're being called towards is completely different. And so even though it's exciting in that, it also creates that discomfort. And I recognized after, you know, we talked that discomfort is just, you know, or comfort, I mean, sorry, is fear. Being comfortable in life, being comfortable where we are, comfortable in what we're doing is a real fear-based energy. And that it's actually in the discomfort of it where we grow.
Hey, you actually posted something like that today. Cause
I did.
Like, I went, ooh, that's really good.
I posted it last night. It was about after the conversation. It was like just sharing that because it was this aha moment that I literally went through yesterday.
Well, the one thing that I feel like is another component to it, because yeah, it is getting out of our comfort zone. But what I also realize, and this is just for me, is it's more being and less doing.
Yes.
You know, like when you think of, like I started to look at like a timeline of my past and all the real pivotal moments of true change were big extremes that probably, you know, were like darkness, failure, setbacks, challenges, but it was over I'm talking about the course of, you know, my life. So you can like look at that. But I feel like in the last few years, it's just been intense, intense, intense. It hasn't really let up. But it's our minds and the fact that we think we can do ourselves out of it. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely it does. You know, it comes back to that whole basis in, you know, we're human beings, we're being called to be, you know, and I've noticed too, greater periods of stillness, greater periods of retreat, greater periods of stepping back from all that is the busyness of life. And it is in the less, you know, in the less doing that more gets accomplished. But it's tough, especially when we have these habitual patterns in place that, you know, we don't feel, and I mean, there's some beliefs that sit there, maybe we don't feel like we're accomplishing anything or that we're trying to avoid failure. We believe we're going to fail, right? So we get into the doing of things.
Right. And the thing that I've realized is that there's nothing to get out of, like, you know what I mean? Like, so whatever the flow is, if we're like, oh, I've got to do this to get, no, it's all part of the journey. So much easier said than done. Yeah. But when we can just allow whatever the experience is to be what it is. And I'm reading Matt Kahn's Whatever Arises, love that.
Yes.
It's like, that's a practice where I, you know, and it's interesting because yesterday I did really well with it. All this stuff came up and I still was like, okay, I'm just going to love myself through the fact that still didn't get done. I'm going to love my, you know, whatever it was. And I was really practicing and feeling little moments of like ahas. And then today came and it was like, it's not really working as much. But, you know, and so I had to laugh. I'm like, this is it though, you know?
Yes.
So I woke up with an expectation to, you know, and it's like, no. Can I now be okay with this? Can I now love myself through this? But it's a dance.
It truly is. And I know that for myself, I've had to very consciously, because, you know, you and I talk about it too. We're very much in our heads all the time. And so I have to always consciously get out of my head and really find that place of centeredness and groundedness inside of myself. But really listening to spirit, really listening to what do I need to do here? How do I make the next move? Because I, relying on myself in the way that I would normally have done, as we said, it's not working. It's not the same anymore. It's so different that I've literally had to hand off some of even the most basic things about my day to spirit in order to see myself through.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I feel the same way there. And it's funny because I think that, well, it doesn't feel funny, but it's funny when you can talk about it.
Yeah.
But this comparison thing too, of like all of a sudden everything then becomes, well, I'm less than if I have to now hand this over, or, and again, it comes back to that doing. But when I've really gone into meditation and asked, it's so interesting because it's funny how I could say this now, but then I'll forget. And then you get hooked into it. But, the very being dissatisfied, the feelings of being uncomfortable, that's a good sign, because if everything was aligned and fine, then the new beginning or what you're praying for, it can't show up because you're going to miss it. Does that make sense?
So it's absolutely like, it does. I have a saying too with that, Tina, is that if it is getting uncomfortable, you know you're on the right path.
Yeah.
You know? If things are starting, you're starting to get afraid, there's unknowns, you're caught in that tension, then you know that you're moving forward in the right direction.
Because when you are, you know, uncomfortable, dissatisfied, whatever the word is, disgruntled, discontent, you are searching, and or you're open, because it's like, wow, this doesn't feel right. So I'm going to trust, you know what I'm saying? So then it can shift in a different way. So I found that has been, and you've said too, that birth, when you're birthing something new, that's a process in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know that for me, it's really interesting because every other year I've had kind of a whole vision in terms of what the next year was going to be, whether it be in terms of the work I was doing, the courses I was going to teach, where I was traveling to, what that would look like. And so I began really putting stuff into play probably last November, October, November, December. There are already things that were being, you know, that were coming forward, things that were lining up, conversations, and this whole game plan being put into place. And it was so interesting, and I use that word very lightly because it wasn't easy by no means, but by the time, it was like the calendar flipped and everything fell away. everything that I thought I was going to do, the plans I was making, the collaboration that was taking place, all of the ways that I had anticipated my year, or, you know, coming out of the new year and out the gate for what that was going to look like, completely dissolved. And I went, now what? And it really, it was difficult. It was, I mean, I really felt a loss of a sense of purpose.
Oh, God. Yeah. I have felt the same way and have had, you know, a mirror of that happen with me in expectations of different classes that were going to be on the schedule and certain locations to go to. And then on top of just my own personal intentions of how the year was going to start. And then, boom, it's like pneumonia. Okay, well, I'm being forced to rest here, you know, and then other things kind of unraveling as a, not only a result of that, but just in general, things just shifting and changing. And so, yeah, it is scary to, I think too, throughout, well, for me throughout this time has been feeling confused too, and feeling not clear. And that's not fun.
No, it's not. And you really do start, as you said at the start of the show, you really start to question yourself. You really start to get into those old ego habits of looking over your shoulder to see what other people are doing. And it's going, well, how is it that they know where they're going, what they're doing, what's happening in their world, and they're having all of this great magnetized, I guess, effect in what they're doing. And it's like, wow, I am. Being all that I can be, being, you know, in every way. And where do I fit?
Yeah. And I have this image that's been coming to me that helps. It's like this, the little girl in me or my soul, which, you know, has that same precious purity and innocence. It's tugging on my sleeve saying, hey, pay attention to me. And the only way to do that is to be and rest and allow and receive and be still. Mm-hmm. And we need to be the empty vessel in order to receive. But for some reason, it's been more challenging.
And do you feel like the energy right now that's at play in the universe, especially of the last, it's a master day today, you know, of February, but here we are almost 2 months into the year, but the energy has been not only intense, but it's also where it's really, it's causing a real restlessness inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that there's a part that just really gets exhausting on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I think, again, it's why there is this call for stillness and rest and even having fun. And those are all things that our ego, when we're trying to find ourselves and align with ourselves and, you know, be successful and prosperous, it's the last thing the ego is going to tell you to do.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you brought up the whole idea of fun. I was having, as I said, I had a real deep day yesterday, and I was having one of my cry fests. And I said to my husband, I'm like, I think I just need to have some fun. Because everything was so deep and so serious and so big. And it was like this little girl inside of me was just saying, I just want to go play. I just want this to be easy again.
And you know what? I think, Bonnie, that we need to listen to those little girls and boys inside of us, because that to me is the answer. Even if it seems like the one thing that you just can't possibly do, it's like that's it. That's the remedy.
Oh, yeah. Before we continue on, I do want to make sure to those that are listening live, just a reminder that we do open up the phone lines after the commercial break. And if you're looking for a little bit of insight or perspective on anything that's playing out in your life, Tina and I would be glad to be able to do that for you. The number is 248-809-3475. Please know that you are welcome to be a part of the conversation in some way. We're here to, of course, not only to share in conversation in terms of what's playing out in our life, but of course, both her and I are all about helping and supporting others. So anything we can do for you, by all means, give us a call. So Tina, I think that it's important, you know, I You know, I said, you know, like in the promo with some of the things that we talked about, this is a real period in time of some self-reflection. We have to really look deep inside of ourselves and really ask, you know, what is it, for lack of a better way of saying it, what is it that I want to do when I grow up?
Yeah. Yeah. And trusting and believing in the fact that you and I and everyone listening, we are here incarnated on this planet at this time, and it's not a mistake, you know? Yeah. So there is a reason and a purpose. And even if it doesn't look like that, like I always remind myself of that, that, you know, we're here to really come together, to be in community, to, you know, support and help one another. And, you know, this country's in such a divide right now. I feel like on a lot of levels, things, you know, sometimes get worse before they get better. But I see it more as like everything's shaken up because anything that's not truth or love or unity, that's what's falling away. But it's causing a little bit of a tizzy.
Yeah, to say the least.
Right? To say the least. That's the word that came. So.
Well, you know, and you bring up a really valid point too, because it's not just, as you said, you know, what's playing out in your country, but we see this happening everywhere around the world. And it is, I always look at it as it's a call for us to rise. You know, what is the contribution that we're going to make? What are the things that are causing us when we observe things, what is causing us the pain? Because part of that is about understanding the purpose as to why our soul is here. How is it that we contribute? When we're witnessing something happening, it's a call. And so we have to begin to ask ourselves, you know, what are some of the things, what are some of the resolution I would like to see here? What would be the ideal for this situation? And then, you know, coming back to self and beginning to enact upon those right in our own life. So, yeah. You know, think about the things in terms of, you know, the peace, so that there be peace in the world. But it is about, you know, us finding peace within ourselves, peace within our hearts, our own mind, in our own homes, because that really is a contribution, even though sometimes we think it needs to be this great big thing that we're doing.
Yeah. And I think too, it's just, it's giving ourselves permission to be where we're at without judgment, because there are so many ways that the ego just comes in and judges and separates and criticizes, you know, literally everything. And so when we can just even be the observer and watching those different thoughts come up, that's going to be helpful, because then we're not necessarily engaged. We're just watching. But I love what you said about having a call to rise. It's, I think too, is, you know, receiving this, the support you need, or like writing stuff out, you know, finding a way to communicate with others. Like, you know, you and I communicated, we're like, oh my gosh, we're going through the same thing. And then, you feel less alone when you realize, right, wow, we're in this together. So now, you know, how do we navigate these, you know, waters together?
Well, and I think it is about having honest, open conversations and communications. I think that, you know, sometimes, I know you and I, we've said many, you know, the things that we go through, sometimes we do feel isolated, we do feel alone in it. And I mean, that's why we're having this conversation today, because of the people tuning in and listening, to know that they're not alone in it. And so it's so easy for us, habits of ego, to begin to go into those criticisms, into those judgments, into the comparisons, into the feelings of not being good enough. And we literally begin to diminish our very own light that we're being called to shine.
Oh, exactly. And I think for me, the thing too that I've worked through is, you know, in the times that I'm struggling, or anyone out there, that doesn't mean that you have to feel defeated or completely unworthy. It's just, you know, it's literally that. There's going to, you know, there's times of that struggle, but then we can make it so much worse by getting in our own way and then adding all that meaning to it, that then we spiral into this like pit of, you know, of tears and all the self-doubts.
Exactly. Because we're so good being
we're
in
so
our
good
minds.
At that.
We're so good at that. We make up like the best stories, and we bring in the worst case scenarios, and then we believe them. And
yeah.
Yeah, we're really good at that.
You know, it's funny, in my journal right here, I have getting comfortable with what's uncomfortable and realize it's not going anywhere.
Oh yeah, that's big.
It's always going to be a part of our experience. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's sometimes life is hard, but like that, you know what I mean? I thought, like, wow, that's.
And I think it really does come down to, you know, again, that indulgence in self-love, that ability to be able to just kind of nurture and to be with where we are. I mean, as you said, you know, in Matt's book, you know, loving what is, because it becomes this matter where we begin to let go of the resistance in terms of what's not working in our lives. And we just can find that place of settling that, you know, we talk about that energy of what it becomes more of a place of peace within ourself. And again, when you have a positive, like, peace show up inside of you, the ability to judge yourself at the same time completely dissolves. I mean, it's not possible for us to be in a state of love and to be in a state of self-hatred at the same time, right? I mean, it's just not possible. Love always cancels it out. Tina, we are going to take a commercial break here. Again, I want to make sure to reach out to anybody that's tuning in just to let you know that the phone lines are open up at the commercial break. That number for you to call is 248-809-3475. Tina and I know we're not alone in this, and we want you to know you're not alone in it. And whatever we can do to help or support you so that you can get steady on your feet again would be our pleasure to help you. So give us a shout, 248-809-3475.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. 3, very relaxed. 2, there you go. 1.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need. But they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now
now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So we are having a great conversation about the great unknown. All of the doubts, the fears, the insecurity, and everything that's beginning to play up in this year of new beginnings. You know, when we look at the optimism of a new beginning, sometimes at another level, we sometimes forget that there's going to be some endings that come into play too. And sometimes they can be extreme and difficult for us to be able to navigate or to understand. Of course, Tina is on the show with me today. And Tina, you know, we talk a lot about some of the emotions and the things that we've been dealing with, but I really do want to be able to kind of give some insight and directives for people tuning in, really about, first off, you know, about finding that purpose, because we can all feel that we're being called to something more, that there's something else rising inside of us. But for many people, I mean, including you and I, we're going through this. So I want to be able to share some of the things that we've been doing in order to help us to realize what that greater call is. And so I guess, you know, from that place, you know, how you mentioned earlier, you know, you meditate, you do some journaling. What are some of those journaling questions that you ask yourself?
One of the best things that I've learned early on was to just ask, what is being asked of me here? Or what is seeking to express through me? So even just journaling some of those, because it always comes back to us. We have a choice every moment, and we've been wired to do and think and plan and you know, the to-do list and all of that we talked about earlier. And in this energy, that's just not going to work, because we need that self-reflective time where we're connecting with our soul while we're taking care of our bodies. We're a lot, you know, sending love to our minds, because that's where we are starting to really integrate some of these energies and have the space to, you know, to create and to release and to allow. We don't take that time, whatever that looks like. I'm just seeing for myself, I physically got sick for a month and a half. And the irony of when I look back is there was a part of me where it was nice looking back. I gave myself permission to relax because I had no choice. And it's like, wow, what, you know, why not be able to choose it so that it's not, you know, so detrimental. But, you know, even me, you know, I needed that time to just reset. And I think a lot of us are going through like a reset.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know for myself too, you know, of course, you know, this is why we're so parallel on things, because I had got so sick for a while too. And where we just going, right? We just going in that. And it, as you said, it was this great excuse to actually be able to say, oh, I, you know, a reason to fall upon as to why we were stopped doing what we were doing. And, you know, you're right, you know, it becomes a matter of, you know, how can we choose something, you know, in a better way for ourselves without having to go through the suffering, the illnesses, the setbacks that we can sometimes go through. I love your questions. I know one of the questions that I've been working with as well is sitting within myself and posing the question, whether it be for during journaling, because I've journaled with the question, but I've also just been asking that question randomly throughout my day, in who did I come here to be?
You know, I love how, you know, in alignment we are, because I was just going to say, you know, the thing that I remind myself, but I like the idea of journaling about it, is I signed up for this. I, you know, and it's like, you know, as hard as it may be to go way back and realize, wait, on a soul level, I chose this, whether I want to, you know, admit that or not, like it's the divine truth. So then it's like, okay, so now what's my role here? And I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And because it, you know, this whole idea, as we talked about, this whole aspect of being able to be, you know, and sometimes, you know, we can look at it in terms of, you know, the identity we have for ourselves, the various roles or how we, you know, are showing up in the world. But really, this goes much deeper, because, you know, who did I come here to be? Did I come here to be love? Did I come here to be peace? You know, what did I come here to be? And so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I've shared this on my own radio show years ago. my dad just saying, be yourself, and it being this message, like every day that every time I left the house, he'd be like, be yourself. And, you know, the irony of that really is what it comes down to, is this being real, being authentic, but you've got to, you know, be that with yourself. I even had just an aha this past weekend where I went to teach a Kundalini yoga class, and I was subbing for someone else. And so all this stuff came up of like, they're not going to like me as much as the other one. What if they don't know? And it was like, oh my God, is this really still there? And, you know, I the whole morning I was like, you know what? I'm just going to show up and be me, because this is what I do. And it was just, you know, it sounds so simple, but yet it was something that I was struggling with that day. And I was able to really go in and just be like, I'm just going to be me. And it was so much easier than I thought. Yeah. Because of, again, what our minds say and all of that. I just was like, I'm not listening to any of that. I'm just going to teach this class. I'm good at it. I know what I'm doing. And it was like, it sounds so simple, but it was like the most freeing thing. Like, I just have to be me.
Right.
No one's asking me other than my ego to be anything else.
Right. And I think that for a lot of, you know, for some people, that's a really big thing, because this is also, you know, this year is this place of self-discovery. You know, I think that, you know, you begin to question even how we've been showing up, and there is almost really, I would say, double checking when we hear things in terms of being, you know, being authentic. You know, how can we be greater in being authentic in who we are? Well, authenticity is that thing that rises from within, that soul revealed. And it's not something that we need to do, but it's just something that becomes realized. I think the moment that we question whether or not we're being authentic, or we're trying to say that we are, is the moment that we're not. Our ego's just convinced us otherwise.
I know. And, you know, I think that the more vulnerable that we can allow ourselves to be, which, you know, the ego doesn't like that either, that really becomes what connects us all. I mean, look at some of the really famous books out there right now, where, you know, it's women that are like, hey, you know, here, this is what I'm thinking, am I, you know, and it's all the stuff that we're talking about, but they were bold enough and courageous enough to say, this is what goes on in my mind. And then boom, you know, because people relate and people go, oh, wow, I feel that way too, so I'm not a bad person. So it's like, when you can just allow yourself to whether it's in the privacy of you just allowing it for yourself, or even sharing, then that shame factor, it can't have energy over you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I think that, you know, it comes back to some of those, there's some of the basic principles within spirituality and in the practices that we have that are still foundations for these times now. And I mean, you talked earlier, you know, it really is about meditation. It's that state of prayerfulness, but it also is about the journaling and the gratitude, you know, that we do have for the things, you know, those
there's
are some real
one.
Foundations in our life. Hey,
yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's my mentor or coach said this to me, and I found it so powerful. She said, you know, let yourself know you're on this self-exploration journey for the rest of your life in this particular human body. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, because it's like, sometimes I think we feel like, oh, when I get there, then I'm done. Or like, but, you know, there's nowhere to get to. And then it's just, you know, it's this constant work in progress. And so when we can just realize that, it can be something very liberating. And yeah, to answer what you were saying, the gratitude thing is really huge.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, it's that simple, that those simple things, right? This it's sometimes the baby steps. And I think when we're in a place where we know that there's greater purpose that is being revealed, and we can, you know, we talk about how we energetically, we can almost touch it. It's like right there. We know it's about to come forward. And when we're in the awareness of that, we can sometimes lose sight of how those simple things that we can be doing are what can bring some relief or some reprieve from that unknown aspect.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like too, I've been lately going the extreme, go figure, going the extreme with the gratitude element. And it's become something really fun, where it'll be something like when I remember, you know, if like, okay, let me just shift my focus. Where am I at? How can I be grateful? It might be something like I'm driving my car. Thanks, car. Or like silly things like I'm doing the laundry. You know what? Thank you, you know, for my laundry. You know, but like every, when I can, sometimes I even make myself laugh, but yes. I literally start to get into a real, like, hey, this glass is holding water that I can drink, you know? And so I, it literally becomes whatever I set my eyes upon. And it's amazing. It really does work.
It does. And, you know, and not surprising, I do like the same kinds of things. And I find that the more obscure the things that I can find yes. gratitude for, the funnier it gets. And there's something that happens in that humor energy, right? It's what actually allows us to find that flow. It's what really literally, for a shameless plug of the show, causes us to lighten up. We just yeah. begin to, you know, it puts us into a whole different frequency of energy in terms of what we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, what's funny though, is it's like, why can't I do that every day? But you know what? It's like, you know, then we go into, oh, I'm going to beat myself up that I was at a few days ago. I haven't done that. But, you know, again, it's honoring that ebb and that flow and that continuous process that we're always in. And to just the more we can condition ourselves to remember even these little things, mm-hmm. it will start to retrain the mind. It will start to shift the energy in the aura because patterns are starting to change as we set these new ones. Or from, you know, I really believe gratitude is that one of the highest vibrations, that even just a little bit of reconditioning yourself is going to go a long way because it's going to blast out all the other stuff.
Right. Right. Oh, I love that. I have this vision of being this superwoman and blasting away everything that doesn't serve.
Well, you know, sometimes even when I the other thing I'll practice sometimes, I'll be in a really just like bad place and I'll just say, thank you for this. I hate this. I really hate it. And I'm saying thank you, you know, yes. like, because it's like, because what else am I going to do, you know? And right. sometimes that too, working with it, or I just, it's a lot of, for me, I have to say something outside. I mean, out loud. Because, you know, whether I laugh at myself or, okay, I'm going to love myself through this. Like, even if I'm by myself, I'll announce it because it's like, you know.
It's like it solidifies it, right?
Yeah, but it does help.
It does help. And I know sometimes in some of the funkiest of situations that have played out, I'm like, wow, like, isn't this fun? This is so much fun. Because just trying to, you know, alter or change, I guess, how I'm responding to the circumstance. And I think that's ideally what begins to come up with everything that we're feeling and going through right now. It does become this aspect of, how are we going to respond to this? Do we allow a reactive ego and to have the temper tantrum about, you know, to how we used to play in the world? Or are we looking to respond to something that we can begin to maybe neutralize the effect it's having on us? Where, again, this is about, you know, sometimes it's about asking, you know, what would love do here? Or if, you know, asking yes. higher self, you know, okay, so if I have a higher self inside of me, how do I handle this? And saying, if I do, because you begin questioning yourself. And in that ego place, ego likes to question everything. And that's why I find it helpful to say, if I have a higher self, because immediately the higher self says, oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, because we need to, you know, it's like you were saying before, the default, you know, goes immediately off into the ego or the whatever is more conditioned, you know. So when you can neutralize that and or just kind of be in the experience, like a lot of times for me, I really just become the observer of what's happening, and I allow it to be okay. It might be, I might like just throw out an F-bomb, you know, like just because it's like, I've got to, you know what I mean? But like, because I believe that I need to let myself express whatever it is.
Right.
You know? And so whatever that expression is, and then once it's out, then I can say, okay, now what's the message here? Because there's yeah. always a message. It's just a lot of times we don't sit to listen to it, you know?
Right. Right. You know, what's really interesting, I wanted to make sure to touch on this as well, because I know it certainly has been playing up for me too. Relationships can feel a little bit sticky right now for people. And I think that, you know, it's a matter of, I mean, there's obviously some old relationships that might need still some healing around them that have kind of, that are surfacing. But even the other ones that of those that are great and endearing, like when I even think about, you know, my husband, who I love, you know, so much, that it gets sticky every once in a while. And I know that this stickiness, and that's the only way I can explain it, is almost as if, you know, my higher self calling to his higher self, and we've got to kind of iron out some of those crinkles in order for that to happen. Hey.
Oh, yeah. You know, and just speaking from my own personal situation, too, what I feel happens is whatever the stickiness becomes about, like in the physical, it's never about that. It's always something deeper. But sometimes you may not know what it is. So it's like you start to react or get upset or, you know, about things that, you know, you might think that it's about. I mean, I know I'm always asking Billy, communicate with me.
Right.
You know, and in his defense, a lot of times it'll take about 3 days. And he'll be like, I didn't know then. So I didn't realize it, but I think this is what it is. So, you know, thank God we have, you know, but, you know, 3 days of like feeling that stickiness, it's, you know, I in those moments too, try to really just make sure I'm taking care of me. And for me personally, then it's saying less because I can be a little feisty and
right.
You know, it starts to say too much where it's like, okay, again, it comes back to less.
Little fire energy you have.
I've got that fire energy. And then when someone's not communicating with me, I'm like, I'm expressing.
Well, and I think it's important too, you know, It just being called to talk about this, but really is about, you know, we have a lot of dreams and there's a lot of awareness that comes for us through dreams. And I've found that over the last couple of months, you know, the dream state can be a little bit intense for people. And I think that, you know, sometimes we can get over diligent in trying to figure out things, whether it be in the dreams or whether it be the why things are happening the way that they're happening in our life. But I think right now more than ever, it becomes important to no longer be asking why. It just is. And like you said, say thank you for it, because there's something bigger that's at play than what we can even conceptualize or even realize right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, a big part of it is being okay with not knowing. And what that means is that you're not in control, because you're really not anyway. Yeah. And when you can work on being okay with that, there becomes a sense of, I don't want to say clarity, but there's a lightness then. Like things begin to lighten up. Right. Because that's what the trust and the faith is. It's not always, you know, I feel like what we believe, when we really believe something, it's because it's our experience. And we're being asked to really believe in ourselves, even if the appearance or the experience isn't there yet. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And, you know, it also comes down to one of the things that I've been working with myself is, and I've said it many times, is allowing reality to be reality. Because it's just playing out, because there is something else that is happening. And so instead of giving the focus and attention to what is, you know, what reality is, it's like, okay, goes back to what you said. How do I love myself more here? How do, you know, what can I do to rise or to find a greater perspective, whatever that's going to be. And it's where we get so convoluted sometimes by what's playing out in our lives, but it's like, okay, whoa, this is happening for something bigger. There's a greater perspective. We're not as in control, as you said, as what our ego likes to believe we are.
Yeah, I've even been shown by my angels too. It's so cool too, because, you know, in doing readings and counseling for clients, the messages are always for me too. I mean, you probably know that.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, wow. So like I'm giving a reading to someone else and I'm just like, wow, thank you for showing me that. Because, and you know, what the vision that I've seen is, you know, we all do this stuff consciously or unconsciously of what we want to bring in, of what we're praying for, you know, whether it's, you know, money, career, whatever it is. And they show me that like what right on the other side of the challenges and the obstacles is the light and is the very thing that we're praying for. But it's not like it's like you just get it like, oh, you prayed for this, so here you go.
Right.
No. You pray for it and then all of this stuff happens because this is the work. This is that, you know, in this playground called Earth that now we get to really practice it. And then the reward is so wonderful.
Absolutely, right? And the thing is, when we get the reward, then what do? We still have some, we're still exactly. looking for new things. We want to try it again, and we have more challenges and obstacles.
Exactly.
And our soul is going, yes, this is it. This is why I came. And our little human ego is feeling totally sabotaged and forgotten about.
Yeah. And I try to remind myself, like I said before, like there's no place to get. Where do I think I'm getting to? But again, right. it becomes like where we just go back to that default mechanism, you know, and that's why I think that right now it takes so much practice in not a bad way, practice in, you know, all the things we've been talking about to really survive in a sense, because it's practicing yes. kindness toward yourself. It's nourishing your body, mind, and spirit. It's allowing yourself to be in all these different moods and still be okay and mm-hmm. and trust. And you know, we come in and out of it, but allowing that to be part of the process too.
Right. Well, you know, and I just, as I said to you, I had a, just this last weekend, I did my Soulspiration weekend where, you know, did readings for people. And again, it was in all of these readings, it was the same foundational components in everything to, in helping people right now, because a lot of the people coming to see me are about, you know, wow, surprise, going through the same things. You know, I really don't know. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. There's lots of change happening in my life. I don't know what to do here. And it's interesting because you touched on it, and it says about really caring for ourselves, body, mind, and spirit. And for a lot of people, this becomes it. This understanding that some of the times the things that we're feeling, yes, it's about prayer, it's about meditation, it's about, you know, as we said, the journaling and getting our thoughts right, but it is about the body too, the things in terms of, you know, really paying attention to nutrition, doing gentle exercise, you know, maybe even doing a cleanse right now, just helping to release whatever is even sitting inside of the body, whether it be energetically yeah. or toxins or anything. This is really about a nurturing time for us.
And I think that the number one thing to not do, but also to watch yourself is, because I think this is, it's the comparing, you know, what works for someone else may not work for you. And so right. it becomes going inward. And I think I struggle with that. It's like, oh, I'm an angel person, so I shouldn't be watching reality TV or whatever it is. And you know, I mean, that is a really weird example, but do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I, you know, should be reading or should be this. And it's just like, you know what? There are times where I just want to unplug just as much as the next person and watch right. something completely that's a train wreck.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Right. And then makes us feel better about our own life, right?
Yeah. And just be like, this is, and I don't have to think, you know, I don't need a storyline because it's just, oh, he's saying this and she's saying this. This is just hysterical.
Exactly. But you know what? I think there, you also, I mean, we could go on and on and talk about this, but look at, you know, the ways that we, again, self-defeat or really make ourselves feel bad for being who we are. It's like, you know, look at all the ways that you should on yourself, right? We know what, yes. what the energy of should does, how much it weighs on our shoulder and how heavy it gets. But look at us, you know, these little humans, we do it anyway, all the things we should be doing. And it's about, you know, we need to let go of those shoulds and allow ourselves to really find that flow, to go with what feels best, you know? And if it, yeah. if we feel like watching a show that is full of, you know, everybody else's life but ours, we can do that. We get to do that. It's not any less spiritual just because we decide to, you know, eat macaroni and cheese versus having a salad.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's the ego's way to keep you small. It's just this ammunition that the ego uses to have you compare and then, you know, not tune in to be like, what do I need to do right now? And allow, you know, the balance to come in. Sometimes it's going to be just shutting down. Sometimes it's going to be something way more nourishing. But, you know, trusting yourself too.
Exactly. And I mean, there you go. You know, that's the component. And that's that word that's come up, you know, a few times in what you've shared. And it is about trust. It is about trusting in ourselves, about trusting in the universe, about trusting spirit, about trusting guidance. And I think more than any time ever before, that the universe is asking us to fall into trust with the unknown, the absolution that everything is going to work out. It's all going to be well. It's everything is going to be in order for our highest and greatest good. It's like really, you know, about getting out of the way so that that can happen.
Oh, yeah. I love that we come full circle with the getting out, you know, getting out of our own way, because that is just going to change everything, you know, to just embrace who we are and where we're at, and to know that every day may look and feel different, but it's like, you know, can you be okay with that? Can you just say, all right, soul, I'm listening to you. All right, little girl within. Yeah. You know, like, what do you need? And, you know, I even recommend like journaling. Sometimes I'll just say like, or I'll just write, what do you need? You get answers. You feel it.
Yeah, you're right.
You are right. And then incorporating that into, you know, your daily lives.
Right. And following through. And so sometimes, you know, like we talked is, you know, sometimes it's like, I just want to go have some fun about really going and do that. Oh, what I would love to go for a walk. Well, go for a walk, you know, really listening to what is that? What is the whisper from within? What is the inner voice asking you? Because it's the inner voice that really is going to obviously help us to be able to get through whatever we're working through. But in order for us to realize what that greater purpose or what the greater calling actually is.
And Tina, one little thing, I'm sorry, one little thing can make a world of difference. It could be like absolutely. A little 10, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a big thing. So.
Exactly. Well, Tina, I want to say thank you so very much for being a part of the conversation here today. You know, this has been insightful. I love just even having this conversation. It really was a conversation you and I had a few weeks ago. And we thought, wow, you know, for people to hear that they're not alone, I think becomes really important to know that even you and I struggle, that there are things that we have to work to find our way through and to overcome. And so thank you for being that voice and that presence with me here so that that message could be heard.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you. It's always an honor to connect with you and everyone out there listening.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much to each and every one of you who has tuned in today as well. From my heart to yours, big love. Enjoy all that is good in your life. Bye for now.